Chapter 5. The Air Force Man. I left her and went back to the road. Then I started walking back the way the bus had come. It was a long walk in the rain, but I didn't mind because I kept thinking about her. It was nearly 2 o'clock in the morning when I got home. I tried to be quiet, but Mrs. Thompson heard me and knocked on my door. "Where were you?" she asked. "We were worried about you." "Sorry," I said, and closed my door again. I was too much in love to apologize properly. The next day I went to work as usual, but I had an idea in my head. So in the afternoon, I asked my boss if I could go out for half an hour to get something from the shops before they closed. My boss was a nice man. He knew that I'd finish my work later, so he agreed. I knew where I was going. The jeweller's shop. Not a place where they sell cheap rubbish, but a real jeweller's. I looked at all the things in the window. I wanted something special, and finally I saw it. It was a small brooch with a nice blue stone in the middle, and it was shaped like a heart. I went inside and asked to see it. The jeweller took it out of the window, and I looked at it closely. I could just imagine it on my girl's dress. And her face when she saw it. "I'll take it," I said. My legs trembled when he told me the price, but I knew that I had to have it. So he put it in a pretty box with a ribbon around it, and I put it in my pocket. I still had some time before I had to go back to work, so I went to the cinema to see my girl and tell her about our date for the evening. But she wasn't there, and there was another usherette in her place. "She didn't come in today," the doorman told me. "We don't know why, but there were some other men here an hour ago, asking about her too. I think that they were detectives." I got really worried then. I shouldn't have left her alone last night. I thought to myself, something's happened to her, and now I don't even know where she is. I asked the doorman if he knew where she was, or where she lived, but he didn't know. He suggested that I should come back in the evening and ask the boss. "Is she a friend of yours?" he asked. "Sort of," I answered. There was nothing I could do now. So I went back to the garage to finish my work, but I didn't feel well. The smell of car oil made me feel sick, and I was sweating a lot. If only I'd stayed with her 5 minutes longer and convinced her to let me walk her home, I kept thinking. I finished my work quickly and went to say goodnight to my boss. He was particularly cheerful. He wrote down my number of hours in his book and told me he'd won some money at the horse races that day. "Good for you," I said. I just wanted him to say goodnight and let me go, but he was in a talkative mood. "Another poor man's been killed," he said. "That's the third in 3 weeks. There seems to be a curse on the Air Force." "What was it? Flying jets?" I asked. "Oh no," he said. "Don't you read the newspapers? This is the third murder in a row, and all identical. A knife in the stomach. All Air Force men too. And each time they found them near a cemetery. But it seems this poor man managed to pull himself to a phone box and call the police. He explained what happened in the ambulance before he died. He said a girl called to him and he followed her. He'd seen her earlier drinking coffee with someone else in a cafe. He understood she'd left the other man because she liked him better, so he followed her into the cemetery. And then she got him, right in the stomach. The newspaper said he'd described the girl and the police were looking for her. I didn't want to hear any more. I couldn't. I said goodnight to my boss, left the garage, and started walking towards the cinema. On the way, I saw a newspaper stand with the evening paper on display. They'd caught her at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I didn't read the article or the name or anything. I just saw my girl looking up at me from the front page. I walked to a bench nearby and sat down. Then I took the present from my pocket. I threw away the pretty ribbon and opened it and sat there looking at the little heart I held in my hand.